The motive that's in it makes you want to relive it. Replenish your spirit, yeah, thank God I'm in it. Reaching from the higher power ground that surrounds you. Disregard your limits, open heart, they shall find you. In this time, I know me, know my worth, know my wealth. Before I judge others, I'ma look at myself. Cause it's one life, yeah, one love. And so below, yeah, rise above. Admit your faults and make it right. Open yourself to the big white light.
That was Unbreakable from the debut full-length album, Equanimous, released just a few weeks ago by Jody B. A multi-instrumentalist, live lute performer, and producer whose music captures elements of hip-hop, soul, and electronic dance. I spoke with Jody over Skype. Jody, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for chatting with me. I really appreciate your time.
Let's talk a little about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I did. I did grow up in a very musical family. Yes, both my mother and father played music, and my sister does as well.
Do you remember what the very first album was that you ever bought for yourself?
The very first album I ever bought for myself. It might have been Metric album. I believe it's Fantasies. That was one of my favorite albums. And then also my sister was a bit older than me, so I always got her old albums and, that Dr. Dre 2001 album was also a pretty iconic album for me.
What was the first instrument that you learned how to play, or did you start out using your voice more?
Yeah, the first instrument I learned to play was the harmonica. My dad gave me a harmonica when I was about 3 years old, and then he taught us to play harmonica, and then he enrolled us in piano lessons shortly after, and then the rest of the instruments came after that.
I think I read somewhere that you started your career as a busker. Can you tell me a little about that?
Absolutely. Yes. So my father got my sister and I street performing in Calgary. So we would every weekend Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 5, we would busk and play music. And then the money that we made from busking, we would purchase instruments with. And we mostly would spend it down in Eau Claire Market in Calgary and Stephen Ave.
You're a live looping performer, and you continue to be a multi-instrumentalist as well as a producer. What instruments have you used on your new record?
Oh, yeah. I think I've used almost all of them. So I use my guitar, my bass, some of my keys, my harmonicas. My sister played mandolin on Swamplands. She played saxophone on War Cry and Unbreakable. And then my partner, his vocals were on Soul City, and he also co-produced Bad Apple. And then another friend of mine, Steve Anthony, I used his saxophone in Soul City. There's quite a few different instruments in there. Lots of saxophone, trumpet, drums, bass, guitar.
You released your first single a couple of years ago and several more since then. And of course, you've just released your debut album, Equanimous, earlier this month. Is there a theme to the songs in this collection?
The theme to the songs, it wasn't actually until after I put out the album and really started to reflect on all of the pieces that were attached to this album, that a lot of the songs were just my personal reflection on scenarios, situations, friendships that were around me. And so the song Bad Apple, for instance, was actually about two of my friends' close relationships, and not necessarily my own. But I guess the common theme between all the songs was there's just a lot of different events that can happen in life. And I think it's important to try and maintain a state of equanimity when reflecting on all of these events that happen in your life. So whether that be heartbreak or a huge natural disaster that I speak on in Russian Aggression, I think it's just important to definitely reflect and evolve from these, but also to not get too overwhelmed with the heightened emotions of, you know, polar opposites. Just to remain, equanimous, I guess.
You have a great official video on YouTube for the lead single, Wanderer. What can you tell me about that song and the video?
Wanderer. Yeah. We've performed at Shambhala the last few years, which is an electronic music festival here in the western coast of Canada. And it's been named one of North America's best music festivals. And my sister and I are lucky enough to perform at it for the last few years. And it's just a beautiful spot with a lot of good vibrations and everybody's family and everybody's friends, and everyone's really kind to each other. And this song made me think of that. So I actually wrote it to perform there last year. And, it's just basically saying about, can you feel the good vibes around us, and that you are susceptible to whatever you open up your mind to. So if you think and focus on those good vibrations, then you're more likely to attract them. The music video that I put out with it, it was April 1st that I released Wanderer. And that was actually when everybody was quarantined. So everybody was on strict lockdown at the time. And I just really wanted something to lighten everybody's spirits. So I asked, I put a post up on my Facebook asking for my friends and family to send me their happiest videos. So it could have been any video that was taken on their phones or wherever that just made them smile. So a lot of it was, people's children and people's pets, and just really nice videos that were coming in. And I decided to make a video compilation of it and then release it with that, because I just thought it reflected it well with, the good vibes and the people that were involved or did share their videos. Hopefully anyone that watched the video, they would smile as well when they watched it.
appears to be just sweet serenity.
Can you feel?
Sweep you away to your favorite place.